You're listening to the Publix Radio. I'm Marie Valindo, and this is Artscape. Back in the 1970s, 80s, and 90s in Providence, Leo's Bar was an institution and a pioneer in the city's jewelry district. Known for its support of local artists and its eclectic clientele, late hours, and great food. And the man behind it all was John Rector. John passed away recently at the age of 75. I never got to meet him, but I knew a little bit about Leo's. And when I heard the news, I started asking around to see who might want to talk with us about John and the bar. And people came out of the woodwork. So many people wanted to share their memories about John and that time and place. Now we bring you but a slice of what they all had to say about John Rector and Leo's.
I'm Linda Edmondson. I'm 74. I live in Cranston. When he opened Leo's within a year, I was there and I was in charge of the kitchen.
I'm John Burt. I'm 65 and I live in Pawtucket. I started working at Leo's in March of 1982. I had finished college the December before that. And then I spent 7 years in the kitchen with Linda, working for John. And I met Donna, my wife, there.
Donna Burt. I'm 70. I live in Pawtucket. So I started to hang out at Leo's in 1977. I had been in college at URI in South County, so I had moved to Providence by 77. I've been his friend ever since.
Yeah, Scott McKay. I'm 100 years old, actually. I'm 72, and I live in beautiful Bristol, Rhode Island. Well, my connection to Leo's was pretty much like everyone else's in those days. I was part of a group of folks who then worked at the Providence Journal. It was kind of a reporter hangout.
Teresa Level, 71. I live in Pawtucket, and I was John's wife. Leo's opened in 74, and I was working there in 75 after I graduated from RISD. I moved on from Leo's because I got a job designing for Whiting & Davis, which is a jewelry company in Plainfield, Mass. I came back to Rhode Island, and it was around 1982 that I got to know John, not as my employer, but as a friend, and one thing led to another, and I married John in 1983. I got involved in the restaurant around 1989, and I did hostessing, scheduling, and basically fixed anything that needed to be fixed in this old restaurant.
I'm Anna Marie Harrington. I'm 60 years old, and I live in Portsmouth, Rhode Island. I actually went to Bryant University. Actually, it was called Bryant College at that time. And when I graduated, I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do. So I also wanted to be more involved in Providence and all of the activities and arts and culture that were happening there. So a friend of mine told me that there was an opening for bartender position and bar manager position at Leo's. And this was 1988. And they interviewed me and I got the job.
It was the first restaurant, the first business really in the jewelry district that led to the revivification of that district. It was kind of a gritty manufacturing part of the city, even though the manufacturing was dying.
There's a couple of things that are striking to you when you first walked in. Number one was the absolutely gorgeous mahogany bar. Probably could fit 25 people, 25 stools, shiny brass fixtures, with a really old mirror. So it had a real old feel to it.
Coming in the morning, it smelled like a liquor store. You know, the ones that have old wooden floors that are just saturated with beer and wine. You could always tell when John walked in the bar because he turned the lights down every time.
I can see John in my mind's eye right now, walking in a suit. He would wear like the white collared shirt and a suit jacket.
My name is Dan Gosch. I'm 77, and I live in Franklin, Massachusetts. I was there on day one. I was also, you know, for the first time in my life, tending bar. A good friend of mine was originally one of the partners, and he, you know, he owned some of my artwork and, you know, liked my stuff, and he just said, I'm opening a bar with John Rector, and you're going to do a mural, and you're going to bartend. And I thought, okay, to the mural. I've never, like, bartending, okay. But that's what happened. The first mural, which is like 6 by almost 20 feet wide, was like a big crowd scene in a bar.
And it filled the whole back wall of the restaurant. And the title of it was, What'll It Be? So that was at one end of the restaurant. At the other end was a mural of sorts of 125 individual Masonite panels that each had a different face on it. And it was celebrities, known celebrities, or characters within the community. John had this instinctive style of quality and the arts, and he didn't decorate the place. There was no specific style about Leo's. It was as eclectic as the people. It was a place where food, art, lawmakers, politicians, lawbreakers all got together and enjoyed themselves and had a mutual respect for one another.
You also had whoever was governor was at the time would be in there, whether it was Ed DePreet or Bruce Sundland, they'd be in there with their entourage. Buddy Cianci was notorious for coming in 10 minutes before the kitchen closed at midnight on a Friday with his entourage. So there'd be, you know, 10 or 15 people coming in to order, you know, 10 minutes before you close the kitchen down. And it was just like, okay, that's just the way it was.
Buddy Cianci was a regular. That was interesting. There's a memory while I was bartending behind the bar, bartending, and then I look over and then there's Buddy sort of a few feet down from me, like refreshing his drink with a soda gun behind the bar. Say, okay, Buddy, this is your town, so I guess I can't really complain.
One of our regulars was Charlie Moran. He was an older man, but he was utterly charming. He was a very affable drunk, and he liked to play checkers with anybody who would play checkers with him. John would usually give him a beer, some money, and Charlie was happy as a clam. He played checkers with Buddy Cianci and anybody else who chose to take him on. He wasn't bad.
You know, they poured a nice big drink, and they had great food. And the food really ranged from sort of like stick-to-your-ribs kind of stuff to interesting cuisine as well that wasn't like readily available at the time. You know, on my Facebook page, very often, you know, Leo stuff comes up. Very often it's people just going on and on about the food. Oh, the chili, I would love to have the chili again, you know.
I still think about the bread that was there and the soups and just the chili and all of the sandwiches. They were really, really good.
I'm just recalling in 1978 when the great blizzard hit, because of the proximity of the restaurant in a factory district where there were a lot of buildings with lots of employees, John opened up his business for the National Guard to bring in frozen foods to feed the people that were trapped in the buildings. So he wasn't making money on every dish for this. This was like just the sense of community he had, responsibility to help.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Artscape. You've been hearing the voices of Teresa Level, Linda Edmondson, John Burt, Donna Burt, Anne Marie Harrington, Scott McKay, and Dan Gosch, all talking about their memories of iconic Providence bar, Leo's, and the man who ran it, John Rector. John passed away recently at the age of 75. Here's John's wife again, artist Teresa Level.
One of the stories that I hear all the time, still, and this is 31 years after Leo's closed, is how many people met their spouse or their significant other at Leo's. Because it was a safe place for anybody to go. Women would go there alone and feel completely comfortable. Everyone protected everybody else.
If anybody did become unruly or needed to be gotten out of the place, it was just this communication between people at the bar, patrons, and those of us that are in the kitchen and stuff. You know, this person would be pointed out, and the customers, the patrons, we would just take care of that person. Just like, nope, it's time to go. And you would just do it with as little fanfare as possible.
And by the time the restaurant closed in 94, they were coming in with their spouse that they met at the restaurant with the children that they now had. So it went from a place to go on a Friday night to see who you could meet to people coming in on a Sunday evening to get a decent meal with their children.
If I had to just say one thing about my experience at Leo's, was that John Rector created an environment where people felt seen and heard and respected and affirmed, no matter who you were. You would walk into Leo's, and it was like walking into your family living room. I mean, you just always knew someone. I still have friends that I met and became really friendly with back 30 years ago.
I just remember John that was always very accepting of me personally and very kind to the people around him. If you had a struggle, he looked at you intently as you spoke of it and was just a caring person and socially was very dynamic to run that restaurant and have the amount of friends that he did. He just commanded a lot of love and respect.
His wit and his intellect really were just like sharp on. He could just like banter with anybody and just would always have something to add to any conversation with anybody that was in there. So it was just always fun to just like banter with John because you were always going to get a joke a day out of it.
Well, some people took advantage of him because he would always give anybody two or three chances, you know, if they made mistakes or stole something or was a non-show for work, whatever, things that most employers would not put up with for one second. He always gave people more chances.
I mean, he was my sidekick, and we'd always say that we were five footers because we were always 5 feet apart. And we just did things together, and we trusted each other, knew that the other one had the other one's back. And it was just, I think, trust and loyalty. And John's kindness and just a gentle guy.
For a lot of us, it was just a place that in your early professional years that people look back with, that look back upon with just a lot of great, great vibes and just wonderful memories that all of us had of both John and Leo's. And, you know, it's always trite sometimes to say, well, it's the end of an era, but with John now gone, that might be trite, but it's also true.
Those were the voices of Teresa Level, Linda Edmondson, John Burt, Donna Burt, Anne-Marie Harrington, Scott McKay, and Dan Gosch, talking about their memories of the iconic Providence bar, Leo's, and the man who ran it, John Rector. John passed away recently at the age of 75. There's a birthday celebration of his life at the Met in Pawtucket on Saturday, May 17th from 2 to 5 p.m., including live music and an AV show. You can find more episodes of Artscape at thepublicsradio.org/arts, as well as a longer version of this story featuring photos of John and Leo's. For The Publix Radio, I'm Mareva Lindo.